Minister of Tourism and Culture Carlos James has sought to clear up some of the misconceptions regarding the hosting of Vinci Mass in the metaverse. He provided a brief explanation on this new initiative.
I think we can probably start by saying what really is the metaverse, and I think that's where the question we should really address. It's an augmented reality. It's where a number of companies, including Universal Music Group, Nike, the brand, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, all of the major electronics and commercial companies are moving in that direction. It's really where you can stay in Japan, you connect to an AR streaming, and you can physically immerse yourself into a reality which puts you in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So you're in Japan, but you will have the visual of Backstreet, you will have the visual of masqueraders partying, you will have the visual of being in a soca monarch or a concert, but not physically present. And this is where you actually pay to get access to, you know, these sort of opportunities within that virtual space.
Minister James said it was never suggested that there would be a carnival in the metaverse to replace Vinci Carnival this year.
I'm really not sure how the conversation started to say, well, we're looking at a 2022 carnival using augmented reality. I mean, it really was never part of the presentation to suggest to begin with that we're having a carnival in 2022, not having a physical carnival and moving to augmented reality. Now, even for that matter, we will always be expected to have a physical carnival, but the conversation surrounding the metaverse relates to the ability to reach an additional market where persons who are in Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, the northwestern coast of North America, who for one reason or the other may not have heard of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, or Carnival for that matter. And it is tapping into that market, millions of people who are now interested in moving into that virtual space.
And Minister James stressed that the additional exposure will generate revenue for Vinci Mass as a brand in the virtual space.
It's an additional platform to our physical Vinci Mass, where artisans and creatives, some of the persons who are involved in Carnival, they do it for the love, because the revenue that they will generate from being in the festival or even in the creative industry really sometimes puts them at a break even. And we have to obviously find additional platforms to complement what the existing support mechanisms are here, and how we can see the revenue generating platforms for creatives. So that is where the conversation led to, that we are in fact exploring the concept of moving Vinci Mass as a brand into the virtual space to attract a wide and vast new market that is there, untapped market, that who will normally not come to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, or who will not normally come to a Vinci Mass.
Minister with responsibility for tourism and culture, Carlos James. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.